I'm speaking to Rob Beale of Morris Owen. Rob, as we enter the beginning of April, it's of course the year end for some businesses or many businesses, but of course it's the tax year end. So what should we be thinking about just now? We probably should have been thinking about it a little bit earlier, truth be told, but what are the things that we need to tidy up in respect of year end?
I think from a personal point of view, it's making sure that if you have allowances and it's appropriate to use them to take advantage of them. So, for example, if you're going to put money into an ISA and you haven't used your allowance, there's a logic in looking at doing something before the year end so that you're using up your allowances. And I think, pension contributions, et cetera, considering it from that point of view, albeit we're late in the day now. I think from a business point of view, there's probably two aspects to consider there. One is with any business when you're coming up to the year end is making sort of final decisions if there's any CapEx to be undertaken or again employer pension contributions or anything like that. If for example, a business is going to pay bonuses out and it wants to make sure it gets the tax relief on it, it's making sure the bonuses are properly declared before the year end and all of those types of things. So I think it's just that tidy up exercise of making sure that the I's are dotted and T's are crossed and allowances are used where appropriate. I think the other thing to consider is for self-employed people, whether that's a sole trader or whether it's a partnership. If you don't have a 31st of March, 5th of April year end, or you haven't historically had a 31st of March, 5th of April year end, this 5th of April is where the change to what's known as basis period kicks in. And therefore, people will be having potentially long periods of accounts in order to catch up there. And therefore, there's an exercise that people should be doing of making sure that if they haven't already got that on board, they understand what's happening and they look at the tax implications of that and whether they need to spread their payments over a period of time.
Okay, good. That makes sense. Of course, I say, of course, you'll explain this to me. If you haven't quite got everything invoiced or paid, you can make accruals and prepayments within your accounts, can't you?
That's correct, yeah.
So tell me how that works and what's the cutoff for that really? If anybody is sort of panicking a bit because they're thinking, I haven't, I've got this big expenditure coming, but I haven't had the invoice for it yet.
Basically, one of the basic premises of accounting is you try and marry up the economic activity with the timeline, with the calendar. And therefore, for example, if you've done loads of work for someone but you haven't quite raised the sales invoice, well, you either raise the sales invoice or you actually reflect in your accounts almost like you have done the same on the basis that you've done the work. And in theory, if it went to court, you've got an argument to sue against that contract, and as a result of that, you recognise that income. And the converse happens with regards to expenses. If you've incurred the cost, whether you had the invoice or not, is fairly irrelevant in the normal course of events because you've incurred it, and therefore you have built a provision into your accounts to reflect the fact that you've had that economic benefit from the various expenses that you've had.
Right, good. That's great. Rob Beale, thanks very much.
Thanks.